This is the Eye for an Eye channel. Welcome to today's show. This is an important video because we can see when we connect the dots that there's a lot of strange coincidences happening at once. Now, everybody who thought that the outbreak that occurred a few years ago, that it was over with and done with, well, we haven't even seen the first phase of what's to come. And of course, if you've seen my videos over the years covering 5G, covering graphene oxide, and covering what the world is going to look like in the future, of course, a future where they're destroying the Earth's surface with weather manipulation day in and day out, that this is going to get ugly really, really fast. And obviously, we all know that people have taken things inside of their bodies that they shouldn't have. But these things, which have caused some people to perish already, for those that it hasn't caused it in, that their bodies were actually able to keep it and handle it. October 4th, the emergency alert, is something everyone should be suspicious of. But what's very convenient about all of this happening on October 4th is that on October the 1st, it appears as if we're going to have a government shutdown. Now, sometimes people would be suspicious of this, right? They'd be like, wait a minute, a government shutdown? But we've been desensitized to it. For those of you who aren't paying attention or haven't been, I've been covering it for years. It seems like almost every 2 years or so, we have these government shutdowns. And everybody makes a big deal going into these government shutdowns about them, as if, oh man, there could be the attack, but maybe this is the time that something does occur. Because year after year after year, what has happened by having these government shutdowns and not having anything happen? It desensitizes people. It makes it almost seem like, oh, it's par for the course. It's normal for the government to shut down every year or so. At the time when this first started happening, it was not normal. Now it has become normal. It never was normal. Oh, the government is shut down. Nobody's in Congress. Nobody's in the Senate for the next month or so. These people are on vacation.
And in reality, we know they will really be underground. And I'm not saying 100% that this is going to happen, okay? But I think it's pretty obvious at this point with these frequencies. Now, people think with the frequency being sent, with the pulse being sent on October the 4th, that suddenly we're going to have mutations like in the clip I played you from the cell. But that doesn't necessarily mean that's what it's going to look like, because if you pay attention to how this works, whatever is inside these people, once it's activated, it can lead to a death in 6 months, in 3 months, in a week. All sorts of different things are going to be happening to people's bodies as their immune system and IgG4, it starts depleting itself. It starts killing itself off. But we all need to look at what's going on with this government shutdown, because I think it's very convenient and very suspicious. And that's why I cover these things, so that you can think and you can look at this stuff. I'm not trying to force anything into anybody's head. But look at this, right? We have the emergency test on the 4th. October 1st, it's looking like they're saying over and over a government shutdown, okay? And then, of course, what else is going on at the same time? Oh, right, we have a Hollywood strike. So an excuse for all these celebrities to be hidden somewhere, right? Oh, they're out here. Every week they pop their faces up to pretend like they're striking and protesting against artificial intelligence. They're all on board with artificial intelligence. These demons know exactly what's going on. So they're going to be on strike, which means that they're going to be nowhere to be found. The government's going to be nowhere to be found. It seems very, very convenient that all of this is happening at the same time this emergency test is going out. We could end up looking like the purge, but let's start before I get into the predictive programming. Let me show you what is going on with the government shutdown.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has 11 days to convince some Republicans to fund the government, or it will shut down at the end of the month. Fox News correspondent Rebecca Castor has more from Washington.
While members of Congress return to Washington this week, the clock is ticking to prevent a government shutdown.
We're here today because both sides, Republicans and Democrats, have spent into oblivion, and it's untenable.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy needs to corral more GOP votes for a funding bill to prevent the shutdown. But some Republicans want to take a hatchet to the budget while beefing up border security and investigating the Justice Department.
Do the job that we need to do to secure the border of the United States and get our government focused where it needs to focus.
The top House Republican could use an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden as a playing card. Far-right conservatives want the president impeached for his possible involvement in his son Hunter Biden's business dealings. A government shutdown could halt any investigation.
We need to show the American people all of the evidence that we uncover. We have to win in the court of public opinion so people can decide whether or not this guy who sold out his country for millions and millions of dollars should be president.
Some Democrats say the warring factions in the GOP could ultimately lead to inaction.
This is the constant and persistent dysfunction, chaos, and just complete disorganization on the part of the Republicans who cannot run the government.
The White House is also asking Congress to send an additional $21 billion to Ukraine, funding some Republicans say needs to be spent at home. In Washington, Rebecca Castor, Fox News.
Congressman, the American people hear this back and forth. There's going to be a shutdown. There's not going to be a shutdown. And every time it seems like it's always resolved in the end. But I would argue that this time feels a little bit different. You heard Senator Ted Cruz allude to the fact he's like, I think we're going to be shut down. So in the few seconds we have remaining, what's your prediction?
I think if I placed a bet on a prediction market right now, it'd be considered insider trading. I don't want there to be a shutdown, but I don't see how we come together and resolve the people that want a status quo and the people that have very much committed to changing the status quo.
But Kevin McCarthy is proposing a short-term CR, at least, a continuing CR. Would you agree to that?
I won't, and I don't think there are dozens of others that will. I mean, like I say, we're going to have to get real reform right now with a pipeline of additional reforms.
So we have the government shutdown. Then we have on top of that what? We have the October 4th emergency test, the emergency alert being sent out. And again, people need to realize that it's not just a text message that's being sent out. It's almost like a trigger, like a kill switch that's being sent out on October the 4th.
This fall, you're going to get an emergency alert on your phone as part of a nationwide test.
FEMA and the FCC scheduled the drill for October 4th at 2:20 p.m. Your cell phone will get an alert that says this is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed. FEMA and the FCC say they're coordinating with wireless providers, emergency managers, and others to avoid confusion. The reason for the test is to make sure all systems are prepared in case of a national emergency that needs to be sent out to the public.
Also new this morning and sticking with tech, this fall, every consumer cell phone will be part of a nationwide emergency alert test. FEMA and the FCC have scheduled the drill for October 4th at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. You can expect your cell phone to receive an alert that reads, quote, this is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed. The reason for the test is to make sure that all systems are prepared in case of a national emergency and that needs to be sent out to the public. It'll be the second time that all cellular devices are tested.
Heads up, this fall, everybody with a cell phone set to be part of a nationwide emergency alert test. FEMA and the FCC scheduled the drill for October 4th, just after 2 p.m., so you'll know if you get it that day. It's just a test of that system. The alert on your phone should read, this is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed. Now, the reason for that test, to make sure the public can be aware of any potential national emergency.
Every cell phone user in the U.S. will be part of a nationwide emergency alert coming up in the fall. FEMA and the FCC have scheduled the drill for October 4th at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. You can expect your cell phone to receive an alert that reads, this is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed. The reason for the test is to make sure all systems are prepared in case a national emergency needs to be sent out to the public.
And conveniently, where have we seen all of this before? Where have we seen constant talk of government shutdown and then what the world could look like with, oh, the government shut down for 24 hours, almost like the purge, right? We've seen movies that have shown this before, government shutdowns, the government's not in charge, and chaos ensues on the Earth's surface. That's what they want to have happen on the Earth's surface. Chaos, utter chaos. Here's some of the predictive programming from shows like The West Wing, to things like The Purge, that have discussed not just government shutdowns, but what it looks like where a world has no rules and there's nothing going on the surface level. And of course, if they happen to trigger some of these zombies and cause what they've been teasing us with the zombie apocalypse, if you haven't seen my previous videos, I definitely recommend you check it out because this is no joke. The fact the CDC has been covering this is how these Satanists work. They tell you what's going to happen right in front of your faces. They use humor, they deflect. This is magic. This is what they do. This is spell casting. And I know it sounds crazy to believe, but it's the truth. And anybody who's been watching my channel for years, despite me being a new YouTuber, knows that this has obviously played out exactly the way that, for the most part, I've been telling you it's going to play out. Because this stuff is revealed to us. You just have to snap out of it. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. You have to see. All you have to do is see and consciously think, critically think. Not be in an alpha state. Not be in a state of sleep. And see, oh, wait, they've shown this, they've said this. Why does this sound familiar? Why does this feel familiar? Why is there this pattern here? because all of it's right in front of us, but they keep you distracted while they reveal this stuff with nonsense, nonsense, and nonsense. Here's the predictive programming of the government shutdown and what it could look like.
We will not vote to keep on footing the bill. You will be held responsible for shutting down the federal government.
Then shut it down.
We don't submit to terror. We make the terror.
All the hatred and violence that they keep up inside them.
It is a night that is defining our country.
Citizens, this will be a tradition we celebrate every year. Join the first purge.
People are now calling this controversial experiment of legalized crime the purge.
Is the purge a political device?
It is a psychological one. If we want to save our country, we must release all our anger in one night.
At the siren, all crime, including murder, will be legal for 12 hours.
There's a lot of...
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You're sending soldiers into the island disguised as citizens.
This country needs for this to work.
After tonight, nothing will ever be the same again.
So conveniently, all of these things are happening at once. All of them. So what would it look like with the government shut down? So people will be like, oh, you know, government shut down. What's the big deal? These people don't even show up to Congress half the time anyway. They don't, because these people are going to be nowhere to be found. Right? If this goes the way that it could potentially go. If you have an emergency test, which triggers some type of a result in people who have graphene oxide inside of their bodies, and then the government is nowhere to be found in D.C., where do you think all these people are going to be? They're going to be underground hiding. That's what the plan has been for a long time. Remember, I've covered this over and over about destroying what's on the surface here, on the Earth's surface. And if you didn't see some of those videos, if you didn't have time to catch those will be up on uprisingrevival.com. as well as on my other channel, Uprising Revival, for at least 14 days. So check out my other channel if you can't join the website, because things are happening underground. And we've all been screaming about it for a long time. Underground highways, underground cities. These are all things that your tax money has gone into funding. So conveniently, these people are going to be underground. You're not going to know they're underground because they'll probably pop up in front of a green screen while chaos is ensuing on the surface level. While they're farming underground, while they're using carbon vacuums to suck carbon out of the atmosphere and bring it underground so they can farm and they can live and survive and thrive underground. Well, everything is going, hitting the fan on this surface level. And then what do they do? Well, they blame what? Climate change. They blame the climate. So they have everything in place to blame a boogeyman to not be suspicious of them. And then you'll never really know that they're underground. And like I said earlier, conveniently, who else is in hiding right now? Oh, right. All the celebrities are. Well, all the celebrities happen to be on strike while the government's about to go on strike. And who can we hold responsible for a lot of the problems in the world? Not just the government, Hollywood. Because they're the influencers. They're the ones who have been influencing the behavior of the masses. They're the ones who then jump out from behind the screen, so to speak, and post on their social media accounts what they're told to post to herd the behavior of people. These are the false idols working now. And the false idols are telling you this and that, and everyone's racist, and all these things that they're telling people, all the behavior that they're promoting, kids castrating themselves, etc., all can be pointed at Hollywood. So if crap hits the fan, these people don't want to be anywhere to be found. And that's why they're all conveniently, I believe, striking at the same time. Because these celebrities are like, look, you know, they know there's people like me out there. Who do you think's responsible probably for getting my channel shut down over and over and over again? I mean, another YouTuber's channel shut down over and over and over again. They see, they know, these people are narcissists. They care about anyone that talks about them, and they're fearful of their own safety if people realize what they're really doing. So they don't want that out there. But conveniently, this is all going to happen at the same time. A government shutdown, a Hollywood shutdown, the ones who are grooming your behavior, the ones who are allowing chaos to ensue while the government's saying, hey, you want to loot, you want to rob, they're promoting that type of behavior. And you know, you could even factor in something with the grid. You can factor in something going on where people can't tell if it's a text message emergency at the same time as a fake nuclear attack where your government's doing something else with a direct energy weapon on its own people. So it's looking more and more like this potentially could occur in October. And again, I know people come back and be like, you said something was going to happen. I never specifically say anything is going to happen. I'm telling you and informing you of weird coincidences happening at the same time. Am I one of those guys that has it set a date and says, focus on this date. This is going to happen on this date. Everybody would be careful on this date. I guarantee you this is going to happen on this date, or the rapture is going to happen on this date. I'm telling you to look at the signs around us. Coincidence? I don't think so. It could very well be, But this is a lot of stuff going on at the same time. Now, Agenda 2025 on October the 1st will be what? A year and 3 months away? Okay? Remember, Agenda 2030 has been moved to Agenda 2025, which means utter chaos has to ensue at once. There's not enough time for all these events to be spread out. A lot of things are going to be happening at the same time to bring in what they want to bring in. And remember, on top of all that, October is what? October is their month, right? Halloween, starting October 13th into the 31st, is really the rituals that occur. All right, we all know Samhain on Halloween night. Okay, that's pretty obvious. If you don't know it at this point, I don't know what to tell you. Like, what? Satanic rituals, Halloween? I mean, that's just desensitizing people. You know, people being desensitized on steroids if they don't realize what Halloween's about. But it really starts on the 13th, all the rituals that they perform. The veil being thinner. As the veil gets thinner, they summon and perform more of these rituals out in the open, in public, on Christians, on others. So October is obviously their month. So this is all conveniently playing out this way. And then again, the window is closing to Agenda 2025. Chaos has to ensue. And even if it's something you don't see, that doesn't mean that nothing occurred. A lot of people are like, oh, you know, you said there's going to be a zombie apocalypse. Well, I'm not saying that people are going to be running around foaming at the mouth. That's them pretty much showing you what's going to be going on the inside of people's bodies. It doesn't mean that people aren't going to go AWOL. I mean, we're literally already in a zombie apocalypse. Look how triggered and unhinged most of these people are in our society. You know, we have people, you know, who think that they're the opposite gender, and then they spaz on people that don't call them their pronouns. I mean, we're already living in a zombie apocalypse, are we not? Are we not? But people, you know, are going to have something inside of their body activated. And I think that's pretty clear on the 4th, as conveniently more and more people are lining up to get something inside of their body. So we need to keep an eye on this date, but we also need to keep an eye on this government shutdown leading up to it. It's very convenient. It's very convenient that they're even bringing up in the mainstream media, like in the clips I showed you, saying things like, oh, well, we've heard this before. What makes this one different than the past? Oh, they've done this, but this seems a little bit different, doesn't it? This seems like this might be legit and serious. Right, because they've constantly been desensitizing people and at the same time making the world grow cold of one another, sick of the government structure. Both sides, Democrats and Republicans, sick of the way it's going as these people continue to put on a charade in Congress. These stories that are out there, like Lauren Boebert at a movie theater. These are they say these extreme Republican conservatives who pretend that they're very, very Christian and then do lewd acts out in public, right? Or have crimes against them, or their records show these things, or the way they act show these. There's all these huge distractions going on. These people are deliberately sabotaging our government structure. They're deliberately setting these dates up in coordination with one another. The 4th was picked for a reason, knowing probably that the 1st would be a little too obvious while the government shutdown hits. You give that a few days to breathe, and then boom, bada bing, bada boom, while Hollywood hides in the hills as well. So keep an eye on this stuff. Reminder, check out Uprising Revival, my other YouTube channel now. Subscribe if you haven't yet, because a lot of the videos talking about things that relate to this are going to be going up over there. Even if you caught some of them, I'm going to be mixing in new content, and I'm going to be mixing in very old content as well that people have been asking for, even on the website, you know, old content. So I'm going to be mixing that stuff in over there as well. You definitely want to be subscribed. That is linked below, and hopefully most of you join the website, uprisingrevival.com, so when things do hit the fan, we're all able to be in communication with one another somehow, some way, or at least sign up for free videos over there so I have your email, okay? And don't think, again, with all these things going on, a potential EMP at the same time, right? A potential wiping out of the grid. Who knows what's in their plan, but we know all these things are going to occur. We just don't know specifically how they have it spread out. But we know Agenda 2025 is the goal. They've openly admitted to it. So now you're looking at a window that's closing and closing and closing. We're on the cusp of 2024. So a lot of these things are going to be happening at the same time. And a major event, of course, would be a false flag event created by our own government as they pretend that, oh, we're on strike. Look, we're all divided because we don't like the fact that these people want to castrate kids. Well, nobody should like that because any sane person would say that that's insane. So we're fighting in Congress about nonsensical, ridiculous issues that should never be brought up in Congress because they're so insane. If insane people want to talk about this stuff at the bar, that makes more sense. Or in a drug house where they're talking about castrating, that's where that kind of conversation occurs. On our tax money in Congress, you're telling us about men having babies? Yeah, you don't think this is done by design? So that when everything hits the fan, everyone just goes, ah, you know, and believes that it's actually happening because of, you know, division in politics and division amongst the citizens with conservatives and Democrats, when in reality they've just staged this entire thing so that they could destroy this country by design. That's what the globalists have demanded of them, and that's what they're doing. I thank you guys for being here. I hope you're all doing well. God bless all of you, as always, and your families.